Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm John Hockenberry. There you can hear it. Big sports news today. The NBA Finals begin tonight. The Orlando Magic up against the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a big contest. At least half of it was actually predicted by Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, who is our sports contributor here on The Takeaway and who is in the studio. Also a big listener to Barack Obama's speech from Cairo University today. Ibrahim, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, lay out the finals. Barack Obama will probably take a look at them on his way to Europe or when he lands later on tonight.
So in the NCAA, there was an Obama bounce when he picked North Carolina, and I'm going to call an Obama bounce in this one because he's picking the Magic.
Really?
No, I'm just joking. He's picking the Lakers in six.
That's a safe bet, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's actually interesting. The format of the finals is 2-3-2, so the team with the best record plays the first two games at home and the last two games at home, providing it's a seven-game series, which makes it extremely difficult for the Magic to be able to compete in a sixth game or a seventh game at L.A. That's going to be very difficult to overcome.
On the momentum game, the Magic is a very tight, very solid team, but they don't have a lot of postseason experience with this personnel. If they win in L.A. in the first game, that's huge for the Magic. Otherwise, I wouldn't expect them to win the first game.
Phil Jackson is 41-0, I believe, in series when his teams win the first game. So I think it's crucial if the Magic want to win, they have to win this first game.
What do you think they need to do to actually make that happen?
Well, they have to do what they have to continue to do what they're doing. They got this guy Pietras, who actually guarded Paul Pierce when they played against the Celtics, guarded LeBron James. I think he's ready actually to take on Kobe Bryant. So they have to put a lot of pressure on Kobe Bryant and make the other players have to step up. Guys like Ariza and Odom have to have big games, and if they do, the Lakers are going to be unstoppable.
Is Orlando's three-point weapon streaky, or do they actually have a method to their madness? Because that's going to be key against Kobe Bryant.
Well, the method to that madness is to dump it into Superman, Dwight Howard, and when people collapse, just pop it out. All the guys that flank him are all sharpshooters, and I think that their legs are fresh. They're younger guys. In this instance, it gives them the edge on that, and I think they're going to drop those threes.
We've got a minute and a half. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your reaction to Barack Obama's speech this morning. What do you think?
Well, I was struck by the fact that not only did he mention the past mistakes and past stuff that happened, but Barack Obama also said to the people of the Muslim world what I will call the Ahl Kitab in Islam. That means the people of the book. And he mentioned that in the last part. He mentioned the part from the Quran, the Torah, and from the Bible. He was speaking to the people of the book. And that made us feel, as Muslims in America and abroad, I would say, a little bit more respected than we felt by presidents in the past.
But let's get real. I mean, did you actually feel a twinge when he said, peace be upon him, referring very specifically to the prophets in a linguistic construct that would be very familiar to Muslims?
It made me think that that the president understands the Muslim world and what's important to the Muslim world. By saying peace be upon all of those prophets, he connected those three traditions, and he said there's actually more in common than not. And I did actually feel a tinge, and I got a shiver up my spine and said, oh, my president actually understands what's important to me.
Ibrahim, very quickly, the WNBA season gets underway this weekend. Would you like to call the finals right now?
You get 10 seconds, babe.
I'm hoping that the Liberty come out of their dormant slump and come to, you know, to replace the Knicks as the dominant team in New York.
Go Liberty. Go Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports contributor here on The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.